Surah An-Nahl, verses 77 to 83.
Heavens and the earth. Thus Allah is perfect knowledge. وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ And as for His omnipotence, His qudrah, His ability to do anything. وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ The occurrence of the day of judgment, which is from among the unseen and unknown matters, and which particularly refers to resurrection of all the dead, it is like the blinking of an eye. Lamhul basar means the blinking of an eye. Aw huwa aqrab, or even quicker. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Surely Allah has absolute power to do anything. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ilm, all-encompassing knowledge, and His omnipotence and ability to do anything is described. Ayah 78, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ And from among the evidences of His omnipotence and among His blessings and favors upon you is that اللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ Allah brought you forth from the wombs of your mothers. In what condition? لا تعلمون شيئا Whilst you had no knowledge of anything. A child is born into this world knowing nothing. وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة And He gave you hearing, sight and hearts. لعلكم تشكرون So that you would be grateful. Utilizing these faculties to develop an understanding of His omnipotence and ability. Alam yaraw, ayah 79, Alam yaraw ila at-tayr, do they not observe the birds? Musakharatin fi jawi as-sama, controlled and maintained in the vast expanse of the atmosphere by the power and ability of Allah. Ma yumsikuhunna illa Allah, nothing holds them up Accept Allah. Inna fi dhalika la ayat. Truly in that there are many signs liqawmi yu'minun for those who believe. Consequently, designing these birds for flight is one sign. Creating the atmosphere where they could fly is another sign. Observing their flight formations is yet another sign. And there are many other signs. Wallahu ja'ala lakum min buyutikum And among the evidences of Allah's power and His favor upon you is that when you are not in a state of travel, Allah has made your homes places of residence and repose. Ja'ala lakum min buyutikum sakana. Wa ja'ala lakum min juludil an'ami buyuta. And when you set out on a journey, He has made for you homes which are tents made from the hides of livestock, min juludil an'am. So from the leather and hide, they would make tents, which they would carry easily. Tastakhifunaha yawma dha'nikum wa yawma iqamatikum. Light for you to carry when you are traveling. A tent is a home. Light for you to carry when you are traveling. And light and easy to erect when you are stationed at some place whilst on your journey. وَمِنْ أَصْوَافِهَا وَأَوْبَارِهَا وَأَشْعَارِهَا And He provides for you from the wool, the hair, and the fur of these animals, أَثَاثًا household goods, وَمَتَاعًا إِلَى حِينٍ And items of use for a period of time. And this points to the durability of items produced from these as they tend to last for lengthier periods of time. Ayah 81, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِمَّا خَلَقَ ظِلَالًا And among the evidences of Allah's power and His favor upon you is that Allah has granted you shade from trees, clouds, and other objects. He provides shade for you. وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْجِبَالِ أَكْنَانًا And He has provided places of shelter in the mountains, sheltering you from intense heat, cold, or rain, and sheltering you from your enemy. وَجَعَلَ لَكُم سَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمُ الْحَرَّ And He has provided for you garments with which you protect yourselves from the heat. وَسَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ بَأْسَكُمْ And garments which are coats of mail, armor, to shield you in battle. كَذَلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ And so He completes His favors upon you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ, so that in exchange for his favors, you may submit wholeheartedly to him and remain ever obedient. So to remind us, Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats are upon us so much, it is easy for us to love Allah and to be submissive and obedient to him. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, then if after knowing and acknowledging his favors, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, they turn away from iman and refuse to believe, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ, then do not be distressed and grieved, as you are only responsible for conveying the message clearly. يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ, and turning away from iman is not because they do not recognize his favors and blessings. Instead, يَعْرِفُونَ, they recognize the favors of Allah تبارك وتعالى very well. ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا, but then they reject it and fail to offer gratitude and worship to him alone. وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ, and the vast majority of them are ungrateful. Let us recite this portion of the Quran.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ والله أخرجك من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون أَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ فِي جَوِّ السَّمَاءِ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ والله جعل لكم من بيوتكم سكنا وجعل لكم من جلود الأنعام بيوتا تستخفونها يوم ظعنكم ويوم إقامتكم ومن أصوافها وأوبارها وأشعارها أثاثا ومتاعا إلى حين والله جعل لكم مما خلق ظلالا وجعل لكم من الجبال أكنانا وجعل لكم سرابيل تقيكم الحر وسرابيل تقيكم بأسكم كذلك يتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تسلمون فإن تولوا فإنما عليك البلاغ المبين يعرفون نعمة الله ثم ينكرونها وأكثرهم الكافرون
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب